Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 25th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Bava Metzia, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Hey. Continuing the same theme of the previous Mishnah, where there are two people claiming something, one of them is definitely a liar. V'chein Shnei Kelim, two people deposited with someone two items. Echad yofe money, one item is worth 100 zuz, echad yofe elef zuz, and the other one deposited something that's worth 1,000 zuz, 10 times the value of the first fellows. Zemer yofe shli v'zemer yofe shli. Now they come to collect their goods, and each one says, the one of 1,000 zuz is mine. The other one says, the 1,000 zuz is mine. And talking here about a case where they brought the kelim in one package, so they obviously trusted each other, so the person who's mining it for them didn't have to worry about who's giving me the 1,000 one, who's giving me the 100 one. He didn't have to worry about that, because they're clearly trusting each other. They gave it in one package. And therefore, he doesn't have to keep such a cheshbon, who gave me what. Didn't think that there'd be such a fight afterwards, that one of them would be a fraudster and claim the 1,000. So what does he do? Tanakama says, Noisein es hakoton le'echod men. He gives the smaller keli, the smaller item, to one of them. Umitoch hagodol, now from the bigger item, which is worth 10 times as much, he sells it, and he takes 100 zuz from that money, from the proceeds of sale. Noisein demay hakoton l'sheni. He gives the value of the equivalent value of the other item to the second fellow, so that each one has got money of 100 zuz, the equivalent, at least, of 100 zuz, and the balance of it, the rest of it will remain until Leo will come and work out who's telling the truth, or until they make an agreement between themselves. According to Rashi, Rashi says, not that they sell it, they actually break off, that the person who is in charge of it, it breaks off part of it, assuming that when you break part of it, you're not going to ruin it all, and he gives that to the He gives 100 zuz worth of that piece to the other fellow. Again, Rabbi Yossi argues, Om Rabbi Yossi im kain, if that's the action you're going to take, each one's going to get the value of a small keli. Mahifsid aramai, what has the cheat got to lose? The one who had a keli who only was worth 100 zuz, he's got back his 100 zuz, and he'll never be moida. He'll never admit his the truth. You've got to hurt him. He's got to feel the pinch. Everyone, nothing, no one gets anything till Eliyahu comes, so that the one who was a fraudster will also lose. And maybe that'll encourage him to own up. Now the Gemara says that our Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush over the last Mishnah. Not only in a case where two people gave money, one gave 100 zuz, one gave 200 zuz. And after it's all worked out, after you sort out the matter and you give each 100 zuz, the one who has 200 zuz, he hasn't had such a loss, right? Except that he's not getting his 100 zuz. But other than that, there's no other loss. But even when you have two people giving two kalim, and by giving one the value of the smaller kalim out of the bigger one, it turns out that there will be a loss for the one who has the bigger keli, because you have to break off part of the keli, or because he had to sell it, and maybe the fellow wanted to get his bad keli back. And nevertheless, the Tanakhama still holds that you give the smaller keli to one of them, and from the proceeds of sale of the bigger one, or piece of the bigger one, you give to the second one, even though there's perhaps more harm for the person who was telling the truth. And the halacha is, again, like the Tanakhama, not like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Vav. Amafkid peres etzel chavera. Person who deposits fruits with his friend for safekeeping. Afilo hein ovdin, even if the fruits are starting to go off, or maybe they're being eaten, maybe the mice are taking some of it. Lo yigabayin. Don't sell them. Don't sell them yet. The Gemara explains the reason is because a person wants his own garden's fruit more than 9 times as much as someone else. Odom wrote to Bekav Shalom, Yotza Mitisha Kavim Shachavere, as our rabbis tell us. A person likes to have the fruits from his own field, even if it's less than a lot more fruits coming from somewhere else. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues, and he says, Omer, he says, Moichron bifnei beistin. No, you should sell them. If you see it starting to deteriorate, sell the fruits before in front of Beis Din, so that they see you're doing the right thing. Because you're saving something that could be lost for the owners. And therefore he says it's better to do that. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that we still stay put, you don't sell them. However, the Gemara adds that that's if he sees that it's deteriorating at a faster rate than normal, then even the Chacham will agree that you should sell them with the approval or in front of Beis Din to see that you're getting a good market price, a proper price, etc. And even the Tanakam will agree to that if it's deteriorating much more than would be expected.